Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, don't listen to John Clay Wolf and kill yourself because of the Texans, okay? Don't do it. But I will say this. They're trying hard now. It's so hopeless, though, with Cal running the show. It all starts at the top. And it's so hopeless now with that guy in charge of this team. I wouldn't put him in charge of my fantasy team. And for him to be running an organization with as incompetent, let's just face it, as incompetent as he is, it's just I can't blame Deshaun. I think Deshaun is, you know, it has destroyed his brand that was tremendous before all of this stuff happened. You don't know who these players are. That's what Deshaun is. He was able to hide it from us. You know, that whole good guy, great guy thing. Is, you know, whatever. But he's right. I would want, if I was a player, I wouldn't want to be here. You're picking up a paycheck if you come here to play for the Houston Texans, because it's a hapless organization. It's and it wasn't. Yeah, it is that. It wasn't always that way. It is a shame. It is a shame with as much goodwill as this team had in this city, as behind this team as fans were to be in the place that they are right now. It's a joke. They're a joke.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, that is true too.
Yeah, it is. It can be fixed, but you know, I do think Cal McNair having such a weak owner is problematic, because that's a family. So it's not, unless they were to sell the team. You know, if the guy Kerry, his younger, older brother, whatever Kerry is, I think it's older brother maybe, he's the one who's in charge of all the businesses. You get the feeling that he's not a guy that's going to let people step over him, or he might. I don't know. I don't know what the Texans can do. Janice McNair obviously is going to be older. I don't know how much day-to-day stuff she's going to do. I think this job is too big for Cal, if I'm being honest, but what do I know? I don't have insight into the – all I've heard is the same stories about Cal McNair. I think he's probably a really good guy, really nice guy. I'm not sure this is a job for a really nice guy. I think you got to have some ball buster in you right now to flip this thing.
Well, you
got to
have
some
common sense too.
Well, common sense has to be a given. Yeah. You know, unfortunately it may not be, but you are going to have to make some, you got to be able to say no. And you got to, if you notice that things are going sideways like they did last year, to not see the dysfunction that was brewing over the last 2 years with what happened with Brian Gain, and to not recognize, hey, something's weird here. Something, my instincts don't feel great with what's going on with Jack Easterby, and then this Gain thing where they're trying to get rid of him, and then this person's going, and this is going on, and, you know, Bill O'Brien. To not have a feel for your coaching staff and your front office stuff that was going on, that's very scary, because I think it really basically just tells you he's not capable of doing that. And if your owner's not capable, you got to really hope that everyone below them is all on the same page, and that they are fighting together, working together, and that they're highly competent. And we don't know that. And I know Nick Caserio has been there with Bill Belichick for two decades, but we also saw that every coach that tried to venture out and become head coach off the Bill Belichick tree, it ended up turning into flop city.
Failed miserably.
And you know, Tom Brady was the one guy that really kept things afloat over there. I don't know that we just give, while Nick Caserio may know how it's supposed to go, I don't know that Nick Caserio, the architect, that's a given. I really don't. We can't just say, well, 20 years with the Patriots, all these titles and everything, you know, Nick Caserio's right there with Bill Belichick. But really, the same Tom Brady concerns pop up with Nick Caserio, too. Is Tom Brady kind of saving your ass also? Like he did some of these
other
coaches?
Everybody saved that whole organization's ass. I mean, realistically,
that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
No, it absolutely is.
We don't need to put ultimate trust in some search firm, but he wasn't even in the top 10 names considered. No, there had to
neither
be
was the coach.
But he was considered one of the names. The year before, he was one of the big names.
By the Texans.
But not by that search firm they hired.
Right, but I think most people around the... Most people around football thought Nick Caserio was going to be one. There was just a thought that Nick would never leave New England either.
But why? Okay.
You wanted and Nick. I wanted Nick the year before.
Why are you talking to Deshaun about these things? Why are you hiring a search firm that you didn't listen to?
Right.
You didn't listen to Deshaun. You did absolutely nothing. Even if you just did it for show, you do it because you want to show goodwill to your quarterback. You were conferring with him for over a month about all of this stuff, and then you totally ignored him. This organization is so incompetent and inept. It just is. It's maddening. And to this point, Black Bauer says, this organization continues to show how dumb it is. The majority of fans in attendance at the training camp practices are the fans who can't afford to come to numerous games. So now you only limit attendance to season ticket holders. Rich people, we know rich people at Rockets games. You know when they show up? In the second quarter.
Do you know what he's
We've seen rich people at the Astros game. Behind home plate for Jose Altuve's three-run homer to beat the Yankees was empty. You know what all the rich people did? They left.
The blue-collar fans have got to be taken care of. Do you know what he's referring to, by the way?
No.
Black Bauer, you don't know what he's talking about?
In a sense.
About practice? Do you know what that means?
Yeah. I just said it, that the training camps are that there's five practices that people with season ticket holders
right.
get to go to those training
camps.
Yeah,
there's a new policy. For those who didn't, I want to make sure everyone knows, there's a new policy in place. So the way obviously pandemic blew everything out. But remember how it used to be before? You showed up, you got there, you got to watch it, you got tickets. You know, you're able to get tickets through
HEB. I just read in the previous segment that there's five dates that the training camp is good for season ticket holders.
I want to reiterate some of the things that are in there that beyond that, there is a limited amount of seats. You can still get some tickets, but it's going to be extraordinarily limited, as you mentioned. And the problem is with these season ticket holders, you laid out the people with the money or the season ticket holders that can already go. If you're not going to have, if you're a team that has issues with a fan base that isn't buying your tickets now, which we know you have, the willfulness to basically shun a certain percentage of your fans that are the most hardcore pom-pom waving fans, whether it's and it is willful. This is the Patriot way.
Yeah.
Now some of this could be. Now I got an email about I'm a level 2 person to go to camp, so I've got to, you know, show my vaccine card. I've got to get tested once every 2 weeks and all this stuff. And that's fine. I'll do all that stuff. So there's a chance that maybe some of this, they want to limit the amount of people because there are still there are still COVID protocols
that's
in place
why.
Right now.
In the email that I was reading here just a minute ago, new this year, public practices will be open exclusively to season ticket members as a benefit for their support of the Houston Texans.
Oh, it's exclusive?
Exclusively.
So when I watch
season ticket members will be contacted at a later date with instructions on claiming the tickets for this year's training camp presented by Xfinity.
So I thought I heard actually on your station.
The general public will also have the opportunity to register for a chance to win limited tickets beginning Friday.
So there is that, too.
Yeah, there is that, too.
I mean, how dumb is that?
It's dumb, because here's the thing.
Limited access media,
the
limited access fans.
The rich people that have the season tickets, and especially the expensive season tickets, don't show up to training camp. And especially for a team. Now, if this team was, you know, a Super Bowl contender or even a playoff contender or on the rise, I don't know, this team has zero drip. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
So rich people are reluctantly paying for their season
rich
tickets.
Rich people go with winners.
And they're,
that's where they show up.
By the way, they're busy making money as opposed to going to a Wednesday training camp for a crap team. I said, this is going to be the loneliest place in Houston is at these training camp in the stands with all the other season ticket holders. Open it up for the people that really, you're right, the pom-poms, the people who care, the people who can't afford to go. Those are the people that you should be pining for, not exclusively for season ticket holders who aren't even going to show up. They're dumb. Gary is here. What do you say, Gary?
I guess just wanted to reiterate what you guys were saying. It just seems like, I mean, the Texans, whatever the right thing to do, it seems like they'll just do the opposite. I mean, at this point, it seems like it's purposeful. Cal McNerney's help, like whatever John Elway was in Denver, where he was basically running the team without owning it, that's who he needs because, I mean, he just can't do it. I mean, I don't want to question his intelligence, but at this point, you know, he's kind of playing an idiot on TV if he's not actually won it. And the other thing, even after all of the terrible personnel moves, which completely gutted the team, I mean, is Brandon Cooks the best player on the team now? They really messed up with the front office hires. Like, you go hire this New England guy, who, frankly, New England does not have a great draft record. And the other point that I think is really hurting fans is David Culley. There's zero chance that they could have interviewed David Culley and came out thinking this was a good hire. I don't know what the reason was, but let's say they hired Robert Saleh and a decent fund. You know, somebody could be excited about that. They hired David Culley, who nobody would ever believe in, and that's why they're having trouble selling tickets, and this is just going to be a dismal season.
Well, they hired David Culley because David Culley will just do whatever they say. A Robert Saleh is a young guy who's going to have his own ideas. We don't want none of that around here.
He's a placeholder.
That's all. Well, and I don't want to put this on him, but he's going to listen to everything that they say.
I would think
it's Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio that are running this thing. They don't want any head coach that's going to have his own opinion.
Not a strong personality.
No,
that it doesn't appear that way. If you just We don't know everything that happens behind the scenes, but let's be real here. David Culley wasn't interviewed by anyone else. David Culley does not strike. He strikes me as a lifer in the NFL who's a good guy. I heard a lot of great things from people who said that none of them said
no.
As head coach candidate, but great no. Person and all that. I think they wanted a good, upbeat, positive personality, high character guy.
That's right.
Who would go along to get along. And
what do you hire? You hire the opposite of what you just. Yeah. Bill O'Brien, a bull in a china shop. Oh, God, I'm going to make all the decisions. I don't want. And instead, you get a very.
David Culley, who's a junkie.
No, well, he's not a junkie. But, he's a nicest guy. Everybody loves him. He's not going to have any. You tell him what to do, and he's going to listen. All of those. He's the opposite of what you.
But
have.
He's not. But he's not the. Yes, we'll see. He'll prove who he is this year. We can say whatever we want. He'll prove it. I just don't know. With Robert Saleh, you get that determined leader of men. You know. And we'll see if he's even a good coach. But the concern is that the Texans are hiring head coaches for the wrong reasons. You want a guy who is the organizer and gets people to play up and above their levels and can create that culture in the locker room that you want this, that, and the other. You don't get the feeling at all that that was even what the Texans were shooting for. And I think the concern now has to be that Jack Easterby was involved too heavily with that hire.
In everything. And he's too heavily involved in everything. 814, y'all want to keep talking about this. We got call 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You guys appear to have an interest in this subject. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Ryan in here. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, Johnny G?
What's
going
on, fellas?
Hey, Johnny, I'm thinking about you in this scenario. I don't disagree with you about the Texans, but, you know, if you keep talking the way you're talking, man, you're not going to get your free pizza. You're not going to get your free pumps to the game. So maybe you should ease up on the Texans, bro.
I'll take free pizza from the Astros. I mean,
but they don't need to give you free pizza.
I know.
They're good. They don't need to do that stuff.
That's true. But I've been talking about this. I mean, it's amazing that they even. I got a JJ jersey. It's I've been talking about them this way for.
They're trying to win you over.
They really are. It's not going to happen.
No.
Not under this regime. I'm with Deshaun. I mean, I want out of here.
Oh, I thought you meant you traveled.
No, not
you
the massage
stuff. You both
thing.
Did stuff.
I mean, I don't want the finger thing.
I'm with Deshaun.
That he likes. I don't want that. What I want. What I want is.
Deep tissue?
No, I don't want any of that. What I want is a new owner. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that. I don't want a
new owner
prostate exam.
No. Hey, new owner would not that. Guarantee a
excuse me, ma'am.
Winning
excuse
organization.
Me. Give out free prostate exams? No, sir. I'm a yoga instructor.
Wait, aren't you a doctor?
No, I'm
no,
a yoga.
No, I bag groceries. I told you.
I'm a yoga instructor. I don't yeah. do
I don't,
prostate exams.
I don't do prostate.
I'm a flight attendant. Why do you keep asking
if I do
these
first time for
massages?
Everything. There's a first time for everything. No, I'm with Deshaun in that I don't trust this organization. I have a no trade clause to another team, but I'll open it up. I'll open it up for another team.
And that's how Deshaun's got to, that's how he's going to work his no trade clause, but he's got to open it up and expand
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And it sucks. You know, you thought you had your quarterback for years and years, and now you're going to be back in the market for a quarterback, but honestly, I kind of feel like it may be just for the best in terms of giving the Texans a chance to rebuild. You can have a great quarterback all you want, but if you don't have you've had 2 years of no draft capital and it's really pummeled in bad contracts, it's pummeled your roster. I'd rather have a shot. Just give me some picks. Let's see what we can do. Even without Deshaun Watson, you at least have a chance to rebuild your roster. There's just so many holes in it. So.
Yeah, no.
We'll see what happens. But to your point, real quick, just even if you got a new owner, which would mean the McNairs would have to sell, or let's say Kerry McNair came in and took over, it still doesn't guarantee the things. You might have a more competent owner. You still have the same football issues, roster issues. And you may still have a Jack issue. And I know people get tired of us talking about Jack Easterby, like we over, you know, that we get too hyper-focused on Jack Easterby. But you have to understand, if things are not working in a fluid direction one way with everything on board, it's tough to win.
So what I've heard about Kerry McNair is that he's a really good businessman. If you're a really good businessman, I think you understand the Easterby situation.
Well, you're a BS reader. You're going to read BS better.
Yes. You know, by the way, would he have allowed the DeAndre Hopkins trade? Would he have allowed them to just get rid of everybody that they did? Would he have? He wouldn't have the Tunsil trade. A good businessman, a good owner would have said, no, we're not doing this. If you walked into Jerry Jones's office and said, we're trading DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder and David Johnson, he would have punched you in the face. I mean, this is, it's too unbelievable that this has happened to this organization. It's too unbelievable. That he would have let, he would have, that an owner with any common sense would have allowed what went on in that building to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Too unbelievable. Let's get to LSU Brian. LSU Brian here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you say, LSU Brian?
What's going on, guys? Hey, I remember a couple months ago we were trying to come up with names for Cal, and I came up with Cal the Incompetent, which I think is perfect because the dude is completely incompetent. He's way in over his head. But I'm a switch it up, and we can either go with Billy Boy or Tommy Madison because he is ideal. He fits the movie perfectly for either Tommy Boy or Billy Madison. I mean, that's who he is. I remember it was mentioned on y'all show. I don't know who it was, a play or whoever, but a story of they went into his office and he's sitting on the floor with no furniture, no not playing video games in his office. The guy has zero idea what he's doing, and I don't think he wants to. It's just passed on to him. And so Billy Boy or Tommy Madison. And, man, like what Lance was saying, if you get a new owner.
It's Billy Madison and Tommy Madison.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but so we're I mean, I'm a Saints fan, but I want them to do well. I live here. I want the team to do well. So getting a new owner is the best thing. Of course, I doubt that's going to happen. But because right now we don't even have hope for next year, the next year. We don't have hope for any future if this guy's running the team in the future. There's no hope because he's not going to make the right hires. He's not going to make the right decision. He's just incompetent.
Yeah. Brian, we appreciate it. You got enough to worry about with Jameis Winston throwing your passes, okay?
Yeah.
Stop looking over here in this window, okay? With your peeping Tom. Tommy Boy.
No, Billy Madison. That was his point. He was combining
he's mixing
the
him on purpose.
Yeah, he's mixing
Billy
him on
Boy
purpose.
And Tommy Madison.
He could be either
that's
one.
That's what
yeah.
he's saying, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got you. Okay, so that's right, a point
I get
he's making.
Because okay.
I kept
I
getting thrown off
that.
Like, wait a minute. Something
yeah,
right
something's
with
wrong
this.
Here. Yeah, you just worry about Jameis Winston throwing picks for your team, okay? That's what you need to worry
that
about.
That is your go-to. Look, at least we're not you.
Well, I wouldn't mind being the Saints
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Although, listen, here's the thing about that, though, Dell. We can't be disappointed.
Why not? Because
we have no expectations.
Well, that's true.
You know, the Saints actually think, hey, we could be good. You know, we got a lot of good players, and with Jameis rejuvenated, Sean Payton helping Jameis. Nah. Nope. That ain't happening. You. Oh, look at our roster. Brian Flores doing a great job. Look at us.
Well, he has done a great job.
Yeah, great. And you know what? You're going to be mightily disappointed
this
year.
You
know what's not going to happen? Me disappointed.
What you don't understand about me is the Dolphins don't really register that highly for me. If they were if they turned out to be terrible, okay, sure. That's what you guys do. Mm-hmm. My entire life is what you've been.
This makes me a little uncomfortable, this tweet. Craig says, wasn't Cal the one sitting on his office floor playing video games like 20 years ago? Yes, but that was also Lance. So
it wasn't 20 years ago.
It was...
When was Sage Rosenfels here?
So it was mid-2000s. It would have been about 15, 16
about 15,
years ago.
Yeah. But it's only 15 years ago.
Yeah. But it was like 15 years ago. I was.
What did you think?
It wasn't my office, but that I was sitting on the floor playing video games too. So now I don't own the Texans. But sometimes when you had, you know, a good season going and you were in career mode, you would just lock in. And maybe Cal was playing Madden. Maybe he was playing an NBA game. Maybe he had a baseball game. Maybe he was in career mode because sometimes, especially if you started simulating those games, you could get through seasons very, very quickly. He might have been doing career mode stuff. I don't want to judge him too harshly against that.
I think you're overestimating. Cal was playing the mascot game.
Oh.
When it's like the mascots are all the players. He goes, oh, look at that duck playing that tiger in college football. That's what he was doing.
I know.
It was LSU versus Oregon, but he was playing the mascot game.
Sure he wasn't playing Super Mario?
Well, that's a little old school. You don't think he had the better system?
He had a better.
Maybe Mario Kart. I can see him playing Mario Kart.
When did GTA come out? I don't think.
Sure he wasn't playing Atari.
Janice would not have allowed
Cal
to play that.
You think
Cal
smacking hookers around on video games?
Well, that's what I'm asking. She wouldn't have allowed him to play. She's
Grand Theft Auto? No chance.
No chance.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. She would have said, that mom would have put her foot down and said, you're not allowed to play that in the office, Cal. Mom, I don't treat the I don't think that's the case. I think he was in season mode on Madden.
I don't.
And he couldn't, although season mode 15 years ago, was that a thing 15 years ago?
Sure it was. Mascot game.
All I know is when we come back, we're going to talk some baseball with Richie. Richard Justice is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday. He said, it's my birthday, by the way. So happy birthday to Craig, who just mentioned that about Cal playing video games.
Oh, nice.
Craig,
happy birthday, Craig.
Craig, one of our listeners. Happy birthday.
We can do a birthday scam.
Yeah.
We can do that if you want.
Scam. Birthday scam.
What is it called?
I don't know what you want to do with Craig.
Don't we call your wife and try to trick her into thinking we're the delivery man so you can see if she's cheating or I don't know. How does that work?
We can do that, Craig, for you if you want.
We can ruin your marriage today for your birthday if you like.
If you'd like that, we'll do it. Hey, Chastang Ford, you know what they're going to do? They're going to make your life wonderful. You were looking for that Ford truck, van, or SUV. you choose the features that fit your lifestyle, that fit your needs, that fit your, they'll customize it for however you want. And that's the thing about right now, as opposed to going to the lot and picking the truck that has this package or that package or whatever it is. Right now, the way to go about it is you order exactly what you want. You want those leather seats? Great. You want the bed liner? Great. You want whatever it is, electric windows. You don't want electric windows? Okay. I don't know that they can do that anymore, but okay. If you're somebody that wants to roll the window, whatever. Whatever the case may be, you can customize that Ford car or truck or SUV or van the way you want. Don't settle. Get it right. Get it the way you want it at Chastang Ford right now with wonderful people, and they're going to get you into that Ford car or truck at the best price for you. You know what? That happens every single day. At ChastangFord.com, you can do it all online, or you can get to the dealership, or you can even call them. Chastang Ford. You're looking for the best deal on your Ford car or truck, it's Chastang Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
831 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, Richie's joining us. Richard Justice is here now, and he's going to join us on Monday as well. Lance is going to be lazy.
That's right.
So Richard's coming in studio for 4 hours.
Hopefully lazy.
Richie, you're going to be...
I'll be hiking. I'm not going to be lazy. I'll be on some 7 mile sojourn through mountainous terrain.
Well,
if you think I'll be lazy, my wife won't let me be lazy.
That's on you. Richie, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, so we want to talk baseball right now, but
let's do it.
What about Monday? Are you going to be able to talk Rockets and Texans? And
you know, the funny thing is, since I left MLB.com in December and started working for Texas Monthly, I have watched sports on TV more. I've watched more March Madness, women and men, in probably the last 5 years combined. I'm like totally into the NBA playoffs. But it's different, you know, it's different the way you watch it. You watch normally, people don't understand this, but when you watch, what's the story? I don't have to have a story. I can just watch Devin Booker and have a good time. But it's been fun, and it's probably been good for me. Let me restore a little balance.
Diversify. You're diversifying.
Diversify.
That's right.
You know, working for Texas Monthly has been fantastic. Like, I've gotten to do stuff on, because of the pandemic, because of the Zoom calls, I wanted to do Texas Tech basketball, get Chris Beard on the Zoom call, easy. Yeah, same thing with Scott Drew at Baylor. And like this week, I just, the Sam Houston State kid, Colton Cowser from Klein, went fifth overall in the draft. And they said, hey, why don't you do something on that guy? So it's been good.
That's great. Well, good for you.
Hey, yeah, Lance will like to know that a couple of years, like when – it's clear the Oakland A's and Tampa Bay Rays are looking for a city to move to. And Nolan Ryan had told me one time, the corridor between San Antonio and Austin, you could even go north of Austin, you know, past Round Rock, maybe not to Temple, but would be a perfect place for a major league team. Say, San Marcos, a ballpark on the San Marcos River. And any time I would bring it up to Drayton McClain, former owner of the Astros, he would like... have a cow. He would pass out, and I would hear the phone hit the floor. You know, that would take TV ratings and tickets away from the Astros. But this time, I called him and I said, "I'm guessing now you think it's a great idea." And he imitated Lance. Charge.
Sorry. Richie's with us here on ESPN 97.5. I still want to talk some baseball with you though, because you're obviously close. What do the Dodgers do now? Trevor Bauer's given another extended leave. They've extended his leave. It's it's not indefinite, but it's another 7-day deal. They don't want him out. Dave Stewart has come out and blasted the Dodgers organization for not acting before Major League Baseball did. How do the Dodgers bring this guy back?
I don't know that they do. And I think there's already been speculation in the LA Times he's not going to pitch again, because even if he's found, even if they do not file charges against him, what he has admitted to qualifies as lewd, embarrassing, whatever. behavior. You know, it's much like Deshaun Watson. What Deshaun Watson has admitted to is pretty good, not good behavior. And that's worthy of a suspension in the NFL. And the same thing with Trevor Bauer. Is this a guy, the highest paid player in the game, is this a guy you want representing your franchise when the Dodgers are the team that has been, you know, Jackie Robinson and Ben Scully, and they have this likable team. You know, the funny thing about him is Trevor Bauer, he's a different guy, but the teammates in Cincinnati said he was a good teammate. And I think the Dodgers will say he's a good teammate. But you cannot allow that behavior. Now, how you get out of the contract, I don't know. That's a tough one. But I can't. I know. I guess he's going to throw another pitch in the major leagues at some point. But I think we're a long way from that.
Wow. That is big.
Yeah. I mean, well, it is different than Deshaun, though, isn't it? Yeah, I look at Trevor Bauer a lot differently than Deshaun.
Well, Deshaun was beloved here. And this is one thing, and I mentioned this to Lance. I mentioned this to John McClain, too. Like, why wouldn't he want to try to come back to the Texans? This is the only city he has any equity, any feeling. People want to root for the guy. Just turn on the microphone and say, I did X, Y, and Z. I need to change my behavior, but this is where I want to be. And everything I've heard, and I guess you guys hear the same thing, is he's as adamant as ever about, I don't want to play there anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, Deshaun and Bauer have a couple different. Deshaun's issues, it's tricky because they are actually very different. One, there's investigation into legitimate criminal physical behavior, where Deshaun's, we have to see if there's going to be a serious consideration of filing charges. But Deshaun did it multiple times and clearly has some, I think, behavioral concerns that he has to get worked out. But Trevor Bauer may or may not, but we haven't seen victim number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 22 lawsuits. You know, they're just different. They're just different situations. But Trevor Bauer does not have equity built up with Dodger fans, as you mentioned.
But seeing a woman beat up is another deal.
Videos, or pictures or whatever. We've never seen any.
Yeah, no, were they released? Yeah. But they covered up her eyes, but they showed her swollen jaw. And it's just, I think we look at that a little bit differently. Of course, the victims, the alleged victims of Deshaun, probably are saying, whatever, you can look at that however you want, but we have our issues too. It's 2021. Richard Justice with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Rich, we were just talking. You're working for Texas Monthly, and our team, our Houston Texans, named after the magazine that you work for, are in a precarious situation in the city right now. Quite frankly, hey, can you believe where this franchise was and where it is right now with this fan base?
Right. When Jamie Roots once told Ken Hoffman, we have more people, and you guys know this, we have more people on our season ticket wait list when he was president of the Texans than the Astros and Rockets have season ticket holders combined. And now, and Ken Hoffman will tell you this, he knows people. I know one person here in the Woodlands, a doctor, who had a huge fan, wants the franchise to succeed. Had been on the wait list for whatever it's been, you know, 12 years or 15, and they asked him, "Man, you want tickets down?" He said, "No, I'm going to pass. I'm good right now." And it's just that he's tired of waiting for the franchise to turn a corner. You know, ultimately, all this stuff comes back to the owner. Everything happens, and it comes back to the owner. Now, like, I think the head coach hire is a good hire. I think the guy has got a chance to be a really good head coach. I know Lance thinks he's going to be like an interim till they turn a corner, you know, and if they just have a guy that does a better job at picking players. And the one thing they've done in the offseason is they've added competition up and down the roster. But the scary part is, and maybe it's not scary, maybe this is what the reality you have to face is, they don't have any impact players. I don't know if they have one. I mean, Lance, you would know more than me, but I mean, you gotta have some stars to win, and they've gotten rid of all their stars, and Deshaun's not going to play, so. But this is a way to confront reality. At least if Nick Caserio is competent and they let him do his job, if that's what you're looking to see this year, a team that fights and scraps. They're not going to win, but a team that scraps and maybe a couple of young players emerge somewhere.
If they had any young players, they might be able to, but unfortunately, they just don't. It's the oldest roster in the league and the worst roster in the league, which is telling. Right. Which is telling.
Yeah, and here's the thing: the good general managers, whatever you bring to camp, is it 90 now or whatever? You have to value every one of those spots because there's a good chance you're going to need every single one of those guys, and you got to have a great pro scouting department because you're going to use. You're going to use players you can't even imagine using, and that means you got to have a bit of the ability to evaluate players, and that's what they weren't good at before. And that I think if we see that in the season, you know, a competitive environment where they go hard at it, and you know that you like the players they brought in, who are going to have a ceiling because they're out, most of them are out there on the street available. Then you'd say, okay, maybe we got some hope for the future.
Rich, this week the All-Star game and the Astros passed on it. All four of them passed on it, and no other Astros who were deserving, Yuli, Jordan, they were asked to take places. What kind of repercussion is there going to be? It's not like the Astros are beloved anyway; they're hated around Major League Baseball. How going forward, what does this mean to the Astros organization at the All-Star game?
First time ever in franchise history. Franchise was born in 1962. First time ever, no representation at the All-Star game. And to me, what the last week reminds us of, beginning with the Yankee series, the trolling back and forth, the comments that Chris Bassett said, hey, everybody was doing it. Aaron Judge said something else. It just reminds us that this season should be celebrated. The way this team has folded those young guys so seamlessly, you look at how many impact young guys they have. Tucker, Alvarez, those pitchers have a chance to be really good. They threw those guys to the wolves in the postseason last year, and they stepped up. Since 2015 when they turned it around, the Astros have won 21 more games than any other American League team. They've won twice as many games, postseason games, as any other American League team. This is what you do. You sustain success over a long period of time. It's the mark of a great franchise. But what are we going to remember? This scandal, the cheating scandal, they're never going to get out from under it. You know, there's now this book out that they were cheating in 2019. In fact, MLB went so far as to tell the Yankees before the ALCS, you know, okay, we're going to do a search of the ballpark, we're going to do all this stuff, but you guys can't be distracted by this. We think Tampa Bay might have been so obsessed with it that they let it impact their game. And what we're reminded of is this scandal around the country. Here in Houston, you know, we justify everybody was doing it. They scapegoated us, all this stuff. But around the country, this is all that's going to be remembered. And all you can do, they missed the World Series. Since A.J. Hinch left, there's no evidence that they were cheating. And that's Game 7 of the 2019 World Series. Dusty's team is not cheating. But that's the stain is there, following him like a clattering bunch of tin cans behind a wedding car. I mean, it's going to be a long time getting over it.
That's all true, Rich. One of the things I got to ask you, though, and that really I think bothers me the most, is that there was a video that people used of Jose Altuve after the home run, not wanting his shirt torn off. And then there was a John Boy who had picked up a lot of, a Yankee fan and you know, he does kind of new media, his own stuff, podcasts and whatnot. I give him a lot of credit. He went back and watched videos and pulled videos from the MLB archives online and showed the trash can bangs where you could hear it. So he picked up a lot of steam, a lot of followers. But then the Carlos Beltran's imaginary niece, who supposedly ratted out the Astros and said Carlos told her they were wearing buzzers in 2019. I want to get your thoughts on that, because nowhere in Major League Baseball's report did they have that. No Astros ever admitted to any of that stuff. It was found out that was not Carlos Beltran's niece, and yet the damage was done to Jose Altuve, where he's considered somehow the face of cheating by everyone around, all the fans around baseball. And this buzzer thing, Stephen A. Smith even referenced it the other day. What are your thoughts, and what are baseball's thoughts on this buzzer thing from 2019?
Well, my first thought is, when you open the door on this stuff, when you were doing X and Y, but you weren't doing Z, you can't say anything. You've opened yourself up to every suspicion there is. And, you know, what the commissioner's report, I think if the commissioner had it to do over again, he wouldn't be quite so emphatic that the Astros stopped cheating in the first half of the 2018 season. Because now there's, I don't know if they were cheating in the 2019 postseason, but they certainly wanted the Yankees to think they were cheating. You know, the hitting coach was doing all sorts of whistling. There was one team that asked their players, when you come into the ballpark, pretend you don't know where you're at and get lost. And they ended up behind the Astros dugout, supposedly by mistake, and saw the indentations in the wall where the massage gun was being used to signal. I don't know if that was actually going on, but it was pretty clear the way Aaron Boone operated in the ALCS and what he told the umpires that, hey, look, this hitting, listen for the whistles and all of that. So I don't know if they were cheating, but there is huge suspicion that they were cheating. But what gets into it is, you know, like I said, the Astros are, you know, you can suspect them of anything, and there's not much they could say. On the other hand, other teams got paranoid. They were looking for, they were telling the umpires to look for electronic band-aids, to look for buzzers, and all of that. And I think that was one of the things the Yankees and the Nationals are both warned about. Don't let this get in your head. You know, Gaylord Perry tells a great story that when he was juicing the ball and spitball throwing all that, some point in his career, he could just stop because everybody assumed he was cheating, and it worked just as well not to cheat. And that's the stigma that goes with having opened this door.
Why has Carlos Beltran still out of the game though? But why was it never looked at that Carlos Beltran comes from New York and he says you guys are way behind? This is a fact that because how many guys in the Astros organization said it was Carlos Beltran that started this? When he just came from the Yankees organization, and yet the Yankees are not, and yet the Yankees are so pious and hypocritical about this whole thing.
Yeah, I think we know what the Yankees did, and I believe it was in the. Well, first of all, you got to go back to the timing of it. I think it hit whenever the it was not the Apple, it was an Apple Watch. I think the Red Sox were using in the dugout or something like that. At that point, the commissioner pretty much drew a line in the sand and says, this has to stop. Now, ironically, you know, one of the things the Yankees did was they erected a barrier. I had Jeff Bagwell told me recently, like, if you put a monitor right behind the dugout, you're asking guys are going to go back there and look at a pitch, and you're going to notice the catcher signs and all that. What the Yankees did, knowing this, was erect a barrier. And the Yankees did self-report on a couple of things they weren't supposed to be looking at in the dugout. But as Mark Teixeira has explained, what they were doing is they were cheating in that they were getting the sequencing, but they were telling the guy at second base, check the sequencing and if it's the same. So it was not what the Astros were doing. And what Teixeira told his guys was, you got to stop doing this. You're going to get somebody killed. There's too many. This is going through too many voices where somebody's going to get hurt doing this, and it's not helping us at all. The Astros were taking, they were cutting out the middleman, and I think that's what made it so egregious. And here's the paranoia. A team noticed that when the Astros bat boy would run out to second base to get the batting glove, he was staying too long. Was he relaying signs? I have no idea. I can't imagine he would involve a bat boy in this. But there were teams that think that, and that just goes to the cloud that was over everything that we know now. The Oakland A's have been saying for years. I mean, they were furious about it. They had reported the Astros multiple times, but until one guy came out on the record and said X, Y, and Z is going on,
the rat.
There's not much you could do. Yeah,
you mean that rat?
The way Nationwide is looked at is like the Astros got off easy in that. No players were punished. Well, the way I think Rob Manfred looks at it is, I had to find out what was going on here. You know, in this technology, here's the thing. The Texas Rangers told their pitchers, when the starting pitcher warms up and he's coming in from the bullpen, do not talk without your mouth, your glove covering your mouth. Don't talk any game strategy. Like, what are you talking about? We didn't know there could be hidden cameras, you know, because some team found a couple of tiny, the Blue Jays found, believe the Astros were using tiny cameras to detect something on the lineup card or something. And they, and the Rangers told the pitchers, don't talk. Don't talk coming in from the bullpen. You don't know who's listening. You don't know how they're listening. And the Yankees made a big point with MLB officials before the 2019 ALCS of touring the park during Astros batting practice, just to let everybody know we're looking for all the cameras and all of that. Jacob DeGrom is so convinced the Dodgers had stolen his sign, but he toured Dodger Stadium the next day and couldn't find him.
The Yankees should have been more worried about batting practice because they scored three runs in four games.
Right.
So, yeah, you know what, Yankees? Worry more about yourself. How terrible you are. We got to break it. Richie, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Monday. Richie's going to be here in studio with us while Lance is lazy. Rich, as always, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Right now, though, you need some insurance.
TGS Insurance wants to help you with your homeowner's insurance. This is kind of an annual thing. I shop insurance through TGS. It's, you need to do this every year. If you don't, companies are going to raise your rates on you. That's the way it works. That's the way landlords work when you have rent a lot of times. If you've ever lived in an apartment, it goes up and up and up. And it's no different with your homeowner's insurance. A-rated insurance, I'm talking about good insurance, they're still going to raise the rates on you. They will give you discounted rates the first time around, and then the rates start going up. Well, TGS Insurance allows you to get a competitive rate right from the start, but keep shopping those rates year after year after year, and that's what TGS will do for you. Text the word money to 232323. They've got an assortment of A-rated insurance companies. They run your address through those companies. They get results. I mean, this is all automated, so the results come back within seconds. And within seconds, you will have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance, what you could be paying when you text the word money to 232323. Why would you pay more for A-rated insurance when you don't have to? You get the coverage that you need for the hurricane season and for the weather we have here, the inclement weather, and do it, though, with more of your money staying in your pocket. At least try to find yourself a better rate. Try to put more of your money into other things rather than just giving it to an insurance company. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save